بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. في هذا البرنامج نتدارس اللغة العربية من القرآن الكريم ومن السنة النبوية المطهرة، بالإضافة إلى تعلم بعض المحادثات الهامة التي ستنفعكم بإذن الله إذا ذهبتم إلى إحدى البلدان العربية أو تحدثتم مع بعض العرب. Respected listeners, once again welcome you to another episode of this program, Al-Arabiya Tulil-Jami'a, Arabic for all. And in this program we're trying to learn the Quranic language, the language of the Quran and the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final messenger of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're learning from the Quran. Prepare your notebook and record whatever we are saying from vocabs, from important expressions, sentences and grammatic basis. In addition to practicing the language with us, try to practice the language with us by taking a student number. When you call our engineer, he'll give you a student number. Of course, we have about 265 students up till now. Not all of them are active, but we wish that everybody is active in this program and try to practice and memorize. And if you don't practice your language, you will forget. So always try to practice the language and better your language by adding more and more vocabs. Open your kitab, and your kitab is the kitab which everybody has, every student of Al-Arabiya Al-Jami'a has, that is Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, the Noble Qur'an, on Surah number 2, that's Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 76, yes, stopping there, verse 76 in Surah Al-Baqarah. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلى بعضهم إلى بعض قالوا أتحدثونهم بما فتح الله عليكم ليحاجوكم به عند ربكم أفلا تعقلون. So we'll say it again, the verse, one word by one word. وإذا and و means and. إذا and sorry, the و means and إذا means when. And when إذا is when, yeah. إذا ألف همزة under the ألف ذالا ألف وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا لقوا, that verb لقوا is past tense verb. Past tense means when they have met the believers, when they meet the believers in a sense. يلقى present tense verb, which means to meet. يلقى to meet. لقاء is taking from there, the noun لقاء, meeting. لقاء, we say in Arabic the expression إلى اللقاء, until we meet again. إلى اللقاء, إلى اللقاء. ألف همزة under the ألف, لام and ياء مقصورة, which is pronounced as an ألف. إلى اللقاء is an expression when we are seeing off somebody, we say إلى اللقاء, goodbye, or until we meet again, until the next meeting. إلى اللقاء. So يلقى means to meet or to face. Also يلقى means to face. لقوا, it's mentioned also in Surah Al-Baqarah. لقينا, لقد لقينا في سفرنا هذا نصبا. لقينا, we faced some, as they say in that verse, we faced some trouble, some tiredness. So يلقى means to face or to meet. Yeah, it means meet, when they meet the believers. وَإِذَا لَقَوُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, when they meet the believers. Sometimes the after إِذَا, it's used the verb in the present tense, but it's also in the past tense, but it is explaining the future as if it's happening, as it's confirmed fact. Confirmed. Sometimes you'll find Allah Subhanahu wa Taala speaking about future events in the past tense. In the past tense verb, using the past tense verb for future event, like for example the qiyamah, etc., you'll find the usage of the past tense verb instead of the present tense verb or the future tense. Why is that? It's as if it's confirmed that it's happening. It's going to happen without a doubt. So this is one of the beautiful examples of the Arabic language, is that sometimes when you speak and use the old tense verb about something that's going to happen in the future, it will just make it as a confirmed fact that's going to happen. It's going to happen. You understand what I'm saying? So this is the beauty of the Arabic language when it comes to that. وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا, and when they meet those who believe, الذين those آمنوا, those who believed, قالوا, they said, we started before, قالوا, قال يقول, means to say, some Arabic language says يقول, قاف they pronounce as a غا, يقول. Some other Arabic countries you'll find them pronouncing it يقول, آل, آلا, قالا, قالا. The proper Arabic, proper classical Arabic is قالا, قالا. In Yemen, parts of Egypt, they say غا, قالا, قالا يقول. But it should be pronounced قالا يقول. قالوا آمنا. They said we believed. We have believed. When they meet the believers, they say we have believed. We accept Islam. We become believers like you. وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ وَإِذَا and when خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. And this also showing the beauty of the Arabic language and the beauty of the how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala formed the Quran in a very beautiful way. He wants to say when they meet in private. When they meet in private. So the words خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. When some of them become, that's the literal translation now, some of them become alone with the other people. Come alone. So parts of them become together alone in private. Then they start to speak different words. وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. خَلَى يَخْلُو from the verb which the Arabic the literal translation which means to be alone. It's taken from khulwa. Say khulwa. Let me stay in my khulwa. Khulwa means to stay alone in some place, private place. I worship Allah in my khulwa. You worship Allah alone in a private place, private section in the house or in the masjid where he speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. That's called khulwa. Taking from this word, خلوة, خا, لام, واو, and راونتا, taking from the verb خلا, يخلو, to be alone. وإذا خلا بعضهم إلى بعض من some of them, بعضهم, some of them, إلى بعض, some of them will meet some of them, part of them will meet another part of them, to alone, إلى بعض, إلى, to each others, قالوا, they say what? قالوا أتحدثونهم. Now a question with ألف. We studied it before, the grammatic base. Question with ألف. When any verb you add ألف in front of it becomes a question. Any Arabic verb you add ألف in front of it becomes a question. تشرب أتشرب. تأكل أتأكل. تنام أتنام. تشرب. We said تشرب. تذهب أتذهب. تأتي أتأتي. So just adding alif in front of the verb, it will make that verb a question. So you're questioning using the verb itself, just adding an alif in front of the verb. Right? أتحدثونهم. Now, can you extract the verb from this word? أتحدثونهم. It sounds like a big verb, a big word, but it's actually more than one word here. More than one word. The word here, the main word is تحدث or يحدث, حديث. يحدث حديث حديث speech يحدث to speak يحدث to speak to some people يحدث and taking from that حديث the noun حديث speech حديث taking from that also the حديث of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم whatever the رسول الله said statements and sayings of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أتحدثونهم تحدث present tense verb. Do you speak to them? Do you tell them? تحدثونهم هم them. Do you tell them? Do you speak to them? About بما فتح الله به عليكم بما فتح الله with what or about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has giving you بما فتح الله به عليكم. ليحاج, in a sense that they used to hide the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those Jews at that time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of them of course, they used to argue with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they used to hide some of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and That's out of what? Out of jealousy, out of mockery, so that they don't be in the position that they are. The truth is with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, liyuhajjukum bihi. So they will use what you are giving them from verses, from the old scriptures, against you. When you tell them these verses, they will use it against you. So we rather hide these verses. That used to be the situation. We rather hide these scriptures so that they don't take it as a proof of that prophet. You understand what I'm saying? بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ so that they may argue with you. بِهِ through that these verses and these words. عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ and they will be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be رَبِّكُمْ your Lord. They will be arguing and making a hujj against you, a proof against you. عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ then do you not understand? أفلا تعقلون do you not understand? Now the answer comes in the next verse. أولا يعلمون now they speak in private. They think Allah doesn't know that the speech. Allah doesn't know what they are saying in private. أولا يعلمون don't they know? Don't they know? أولا don't they يعلمون don't they know? أن that الله أن الله that Allah يعلم He knows, ya'lamu, Allah, ya'lam. Taken from ilm, knowledge, ya'lam, Allah knows. Ma yusirroon. Yusirroon from sir. Sir means secret. Sir in Arabic means secret. The opposite is jahr. Jahr, which is in public. To do something in public, it's called jahr. While to do something in secret, it's called sir. Sir, ya'lamu sirra wa akhfa. Allah knows the secret. Allah knows the secret. Ya'lamu sir. Knows the secret. Sir, write it down. Seen and ra. Sir, seen and ra. The plural? Asrar. The plural of sir? Asrar. Asrar, the plural of sir, means secrets. Now, the verb taken from that is yusir. Yusir, to keep something private, hidden. To conceal something, that's yusir. Ya'lamu ma yusirroon. Allah knows what they're concealing. What they're hiding. يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ and what they declare or what they conceal, what they reveal. Whatever they reveal or conceal, Allah knows it. يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ Allah knows what they conceal and what they reveal. يُعْلِنُونَ يَا عَيْن لَامْ النُّونَ يُعْلِن means to reveal or to declare. That's يُعْلِن. Or to announce also, one of the meanings. يُعْلِن means to announce as well. Or to declare. Also means to advertise. يُعْلِن also is used as advertise as well. Taking from that إعلان. إعلان, إعلانات. إعلانات, the advertisements. The adverts, it's called إعلانات. Do you have adverts, our engineer? We have adverts. Okay, we don't have adverts, right? It's fine. We have about 4 minutes left to end the program. We'll end it here, inshallah. So it's يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ He knows what they reveal, what they conceal, وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ and what they reveal or what they declare or what they announce. That is يُعْلِنُونَ إعلان means announcement or declaration. إعلان means announcement or declaration. So you know now this word إعلان ألف عين لام ألف آن نون إعلان. Alright, جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to العربية للجميع. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.